most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. December's in the air. Can y'all feel it? Y'all know we got just about, 29 days? 29 days until the new year, and Christmas is just around the corner. Well, we've got a lot going on tonight. You know, where do we start? Happy holidays, people. Hanukkah is just next week. This Saturday coming is Hanukkah. So happy holidays to everyone. We're going to have some Christmas and holiday music for you tonight. We're also going to have Chef Cassandra. She's going to be here, and she's giving us the scoop. You know, Max and Friends, we always talk about food and fun and all that kind of stuff. So she's giving us heart-healthy holiday meal ideas that you can make yourself. So I know y'all are going to get your pen and pencils ready for that and your paper, because we're going to talk about food tonight here on Max and Friends. And then we're going to go right into words. Y'all are addicted with words with friends, aren't you? Well, what if these words that we actually put on words with friends could control our life? Could you imagine typing a word, jump, and your friend jumps? Well, we almost have that power, because words are powerful. I was having a great conversation today with Auntie Rolanda Watts. She's going to join us tonight. Now, y'all know her radio show. It's one of my favorite shows. You know, very, very seldomly do I have time to tune in to things. But when I do, I tune in Sundays with Rolanda, online radio by Rolanda Watts, the one and only. And, you know, we got into a conversation today about words. And they are powerful. You know, in the beginning was the word, people. That's how simple it was. There wasn't a vision. There was a word. I coined a fantastic phrase today with Rolanda Watts. We're going to have an amazing product coming out for you all. So that's why I said, Rolanda, you know what? We got to get you on the show tonight, because we got to talk about words. And, you know, this is what really makes the show, words. We're just stringing them together. You're all listening and loving. So tweet me at Max Tucci so we can get involved. I want to know what words are inspiring you to live every single day. What word do you say in the morning to yourself that gives you a validation to be and to create and to just be a wonderful person that you were created to be? Think of words. Now also think of the phrase, I am. And whatever you say after that is what you're going to find. For instance, if you say I'm fat, fat's going to find you. So we don't want to go that route. We want to say, I am beautiful. I am abundant. I am gorgeous. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am fine. I am Superfly. And I am Max Tucci. And you are listening to Max and Friends here on Sunday night. Well, you know what? It's the first Sunday of the month. So you know what that means. We've got your Vedic astrological reading for every sign, from Aquarius to Capricorn to Scorpio. Oh, y'all Scorpios, you just had your heavy month, didn't you? But you know what? It's a lot of fun. I love Dr. Maya Love. She's really phenomenal. We just love her. And of course, you know, Dr. Maya Love, she always gives us her insight on what's going to happen. So Maya's Vedic Astrology Lounge, you want to follow on Facebook. And of course, while we're talking about Facebook, you want to follow Rolanda there, and also Sundays with Rolanda. Rolanda Watts, that is. And also our chef tonight, she's got her own Twitter, at Chef CGA, and of course, at Rolanda Watts. Tweet us. We want you to be interactive with us tonight here on Max and Friends. Well, when we're back, we're going to have Chef with us. We're going to have some great cooking ideas. But until then, we're going to give you some wonderful Vedic astrological forecast for December 2012, the last one of the year from Dr. Maya Love. Stay tuned. I'm Max Tucci, and you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic astrological forecast for December 2012. My monthly forecasts are based on your Vedic moon sign. Moon is a planet that is closest to the Earth and has the strongest electromagnetic pull on Earth. That is why Vedic astrology gives great importance to the moon sign rather than the sun sign. Moon also reflects the state of mind of an individual and that of the humanity in general. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach me at vedicastrolounge.com. The planetary positions on the Vedic sky for the month of December 2012 is as follows. Sun is currently transiting Scorpio but moves into Sagittarius on December 15. Mercury will be transiting Scorpio this month and will move into Sagittarius on December 27. Venus is currently transiting Libra and moves into Scorpio on December 11. Mars is currently transiting Sagittarius and moves into Capricorn on December 18. Jupiter is currently retrograde in Taurus. Saturn is currently exalted in Libra. The North Node of the Moon is currently transiting Scorpio and moves into Libra on December 25th. The South Node of the Moon is currently transiting Taurus and moves into Aries on December 25th. In the last few months, we have been exposed to some really strong planetary energies that have reached Earth and will continue to impact Earth, triggering and accelerating some major changes at an individual level as well as on a global level. We recently experienced a solar and lunar eclipse and will continue to feel its after effects until the end of the year. These energies will help to end the old patterns of living that we have been repeating over and over again and push us forward to creating new ways of approaching life. We are also currently experiencing the energies of Saturn's major movement into its house of exaltation Libra and Jupiter's retrograde motion in Taurus. The energies of these two major planets will continue to impact Earth very strongly and trigger some major changes on Earth. Many of us will be experiencing a strong shift in our own perceptions towards various aspects of life. It may feel like things are stagnating and not going anywhere, but what is really happening is that these energies are preparing us and offering us an opportunity to rethink things before we proceed along in a certain direction. Some of you may be experiencing suffering. It may be physical or emotional. But no matter what the nature of suffering is, it is important to see it as a gift that has actually come to us to help us break free from people and situations that hold us down and limit us. The planetary energies will somehow force us to look into certain deeper aspects of ourselves that need some work to be done. You will find yourself being drawn to people and situations in life that will not only offer you valuable lessons, but somehow uplift you and bring you to a place where you will experience tremendous healing and joy you have been longing for. Here is the astrological forecast for the month of December 2012 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. This is a good time for you to focus on strengthening your existing relationships. If you find that your relationship with others is pulling you down rather than uplifting you, it's time to let go. Taurus, this is your month. It's a great time for you to focus your energy on physical health. You'll find yourself working extra hard at staying focused on your health routines, and you'll reap the benefits. Gemini, it's time for self-expression and creativity. You will find yourself getting out of hiding and finding creative ways to express your talents. Cancer, it's time for you to stop neglecting your feelings. It's important to trust your gut feelings and make decisions in life based on your own gut feelings, not based on what others think of your situation. Leo, this is a time where you will find that you are learning and gaining a lot through communicating with others. People will love you for being a great listener. Virgo, the areas that needs greater focus right now are finance and family. It's better to stay clear of any major investments and financial dealings for the next little while. Libra, time to step back, reflect, quietly contemplate, and meditate on any issues that you may find surfacing from within you. Affirm every day that all is well and it'll be. Scorpio, though circumstances in life may make you feel like you need to withdraw, it's time for you to let go of any fear or anxiety that's holding you down and take complete control of your life. Sagittarius, you'll find yourself making deeper connections with friends and extended family during this time. Make sure to focus on the goodness in them and let go of any conflicts that you may have. Capricorn, the area that needs greater focus right now is your profession. You'll find yourself being honest and putting out the best in you. You'll reap the results of your hard work. Aquarius, you'll find yourself focusing inward and into philosophical aspects of life. You may also find yourself exploring your interests in traveling. Pisces, it's time for growth, change, and transformations. Be open to changes, accept what is, and focus more on creating what you want out of life. And that brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to say, we as a humanity are living in a window of time where opportunities to embrace the unlimited possibilities are available to us every moment. Each and every moment is precious. It is very important for us as humanity to open up our minds and hearts to greater realities that are available to us every moment. There is a greater shift approaching us, and this shift is at a spiritual realm invisible to the naked eye. Question everything that you have created as a part of your reality. Your questions will lead you to the source of your being and give you all the answers that you have been longing for and looking for. Wishing everyone all around the world a very happy holiday season. Have a great time, everyone. Namaste.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Dr. My Love. Hey, Ronan, what is everybody listening to?
LA Talk Radio, this is
Max and Friends. It's 11:11 on the East Coast, so make a wish, everyone. And hey, LA, how you doing? What's going on, everybody? Are you getting ready for the holidays? How did you like your astrological forecast with Dr. My Love? Tweet me at Max Tucci, because I want to know, and of course she wants to know too, so keep sending us your emails because I love getting them, max@maxtucci.com. Well, we've got some holiday music for you coming up in just a little bit, but before that, we've got a phenomenal chef who's joining us on air. Y'all know how much I love to cook, right? So here's the deal. Chef Cassandra's here tonight with us, and she is really, when I saw all the things she does, I was like, you know what? I'm about to go into the kitchen with her and get my munch on, because this woman can cook. And she's going to give us some wonderful, wonderful recipes for the holidays. So let's just bring her on. Chef, welcome to Max and Friends.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks, Max. How you doing this evening?
I am so excited. I'm stumbling over my words, because there's nothing like having a fun chef on air. I wish we were in the kitchen. So welcome to Max and Friends, and tell all my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am known here in Dallas, Texas as the Healthy Chef. And what I do is take old traditional recipes and transform them into new, hot, smart, and healthy versions. We love to eat food that are old traditional things, but, you know, they're not as healthy as they should be and could be. So I kind of put a twist to an old thing.
Well, twist is a good thing. So tell us how we can have a heart-healthy holiday and some great ideas that actually my guests can make. You know, before we get into that, I got to tell everybody, just before we got to the studio, I made some immaculate cookies. They're called Immaculate Baking Co. They're all natural. I made the triple chocolate, and I got news for you. There's nothing like an all-natural cookie. It's got no trans fat, no high fructose corn syrup. We just love that kind of stuff, don't we, Chef?
Oh, absolutely. You know, those are the ones that you can eat and not know that they're all that good and healthy, but they taste great, right?
That's right. But the good thing is there's no high fructose and there's no trans fat. So I want to talk to you because I know that you can bake up some real cookies for me. So what are some great things for the holidays that my guests can make at home?
Well, you know, what's really good is being able to take some of those things, as I stated earlier, that we're familiar with, because having people to try new things are sometimes difficult. I have to tell you, Max, we eat with our eyes first, which encourages our palates to receive, and you can just about get them to eat just about anything. We can go the vegetable route, entree route, or the dessert route.
Let's start with something sweet. I got a good old sweet tooth. 9 cavities.
Let's
start sweet.
Well, one of my favorite things to make, and if your listeners would love the recipe, they can go on chefcassandra.com, and I can provide that for them. But it's a wonderful decadent chocolate, quick and easy dessert. It's an old-fashioned recipe, a Mississippi mud cake, but I make it in a like a lava chocolate fashion where it's still kind of gooey and served hot. It's not the cake consistency, but more like a, not even a fudge, like a lava. It has a soft center. It's made with chocolate and eggs and flour and nuts if you'd like to add it. And I love to add a bourbon, a white bourbon sauce with it.
All right.
You know, an individual serving. Oh, my God, talking about good. I have the recipe for you if you like.
Of course. Well, everyone, you're going to go to Chef Cassandra, which is ChefCassandra.com. You're going to get all the recipes that we're talking about there, right there. And you know what I want to talk to you about, Chef? You know, you've been a longtime volunteer of the North Texas Food Bank. Why did you get involved?
Well, you know what? It started with actually serving people in the urban community. And I love people. I love to combine them with food. It started with me actually working with ex-offenders. And then I moved to the North Texas Food Bank and teaching side-by-side parents and students how to cook healthy in addition to childhood obesity, which I'm one of First Lady Michelle Obama's Chef's Move to School initiative. So it helps me to get it right to the heart of the people who need it. So, yes, I enjoy serving the community with the North Texas Food Bank and also as a part of the American Heart Association. I'm a national ambassador for them, and I help to promote the power to end stroke.
Absolutely. You know, I got to talk to you about that because, you know, my father died of a stroke. So it runs deep in the family here. And my sister and I started a wonderful lectureship to find out how we can help and how we can find out, you know, how strokes can be prevented. And since his death, which was 1987 till now today, there's been so much. So I just want to bow to you and say thank you for your help because you've got a great YouTube video. So tell my listeners where they could get that YouTube video and how you teach people how to really end strokes and how the power to end strokes is so important.
Absolutely. You know, there is a thing called prevention, and an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So we do have the power to end stroke. Of course, we have to do the things to end stroke by watching what we eat, lessening the sodium intake that we cook with, in addition to being able to be more aware. Reading labels, knowing what's in the foods that we eat is paramount to living a better and more healthier lifestyle.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of a healthy lifestyle, holidays are rolling around the corner quicker than we could blink our eyes. So what are you going to make for your family this holiday season where we can find a recipe on your page, ChefCassandra.com?
Well, this is what I'm thinking of, and I'm kind of mulling around the menu in my head. In addition to feeding my family, I also feed other families. And so I have to deal with those catering clients that I have first. But what I'm looking forward to for our holiday meal is a standing lamb roast with lots of rosemary and garlic breaded and roasted. Some Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. They're really, really good and tasty. Sauteed with a little bit of garlic and onion with that. Some glazed bourbon carrots. I love to get carrots. As I stated, I love color on the plate. That color encourages your palate to eat. And then some sauteed green beans with almonds.
That sounds mighty good.
Chocolate dessert.
That sounds. I'm coming to your house for the holidays.
I'll set a place for you.
Now, listen, everyone. You're listening to Max and Friends. We've got Chef Cassandra here tonight, and you can follow her on Twitter at ChefCGA. You can also go to her website, which is ChefCassandra.com. And listen, you know, all this food is making me really, really hungry. But I've got to ask you a quick question. What's a word that inspires you? Just one word, because we're doing it. The rest of the show, we got Rolanda Watts coming here tonight, and she's going to help us with words, and we're going to talk about words. But what's a word that you absolutely love and live by?
Ooh, love and live by. Entertaining.
I love it.
If I had to sum it up in a word, it would be entertaining. I love to entertain. I love to have you over and share wonderful, great foods because I think food, family, and friends go together. And so Absolutely. Entertaining is my word.
I love it. Well, you know what? Speaking of friends, we've got to thank Valder Beebe because she introduced us to you, and we're just so happy she did. And speaking about friends, again, you know what I say? First time you're a friend on Max and Friends, the second time you're family. So I hope that we can have you back, and thank you for giving my listeners some inspirational holiday entertaining ideas.
Absolutely. Hats off to Valder. Thank you, Max, for having me on there, on your show, and I look forward to us getting together again. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you and everyone. Happy holidays to everybody. Ronan, hit it. When we're back, Rolanda Watts on Max and Friends.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back and happy holidays, everybody. I got to say a special happy holiday to Eric Jaffe. You all have heard him here on Max and Friends. So check out the 5 years of Max and Friends archives and also get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free and you can take me to bed with you. That's what I say. But listen, here's the real scoop. Happy holidays, everyone. And happy holiday, Meganella. Thank you for tweeting me all the time at Max Tucci. Hey, y'all, if you tweet me at Max Tucci, I'm going to tweet back with you. We're going to be friends, even if it's just a friend in your head. I love you all for listening. So happy holidays indeed. And thank you, Chef, for giving us some wonderful, inspirational things to make in the kitchen. We're going to look forward to looking at your website, ChefCassandra.com. And now, I loved your word, Chef, which was entertaining. So I got to go back to this morning, everyone, because there's just a flow. And, you know, Eva LaRue was supposed to be here tonight. She's got her movie coming on, Help, for the holidays on Hallmark Channel. Check out HallmarkChannel.com. December 9th, it premieres at 8 p.m. Eva couldn't join us tonight, and it kind of goes with the theme of what happened today on the Rolanda Watts Show, because Sunday's with Rolanda. Rolanda had a guest that was coming on, and for some reason there was a time mix-up, and he couldn't make it, and I was taking my nap, and I woke up, And I am just in this flow right now of abundance. Shream is the word I like to say, because I say, you know what? Whatever you say is gonna manifest. Like, the in the beginning was the word, people. In the beginning wasn't a vision. It was the word, and the word was the truth. And the word was with God, and the word was God. But that's going to be another show. But I'm going to stick to tonight, to what I wrote on Facebook this morning, which was, you know, I was thinking about my morning every morning and what I'm going to write to all you listening and how I can inspire you to live life to the max, right? That's what we do here on Max and Friends. And the only way it's possible is by you all tuning in and loving me as much as I love you. But today I offered everyone a question. Do you love all of who you are? And I mean all of who you are, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Do you love your bunions? Do you love your hands? Do you love your legs? Do you love how you were created? Because I love everything about me. So it's true. I'm not being narcissistic, but you got to get into that place of love. When you love yourself, that's when you could ultimately love others. So now it's simple. If you're seeking love, you must first find love in you, okay? Then you're able to love others, like I said. Without judgment, you got to live without judgment, people, because when you pass judgment on others, most of the time it's just a reflection of how you see yourself. So think about that. And then, of course, words are just these bunch of little letters that we string together. For instance, I love to say push, which I use as pray until something happens, or passion, pursuing a successful seed in spite of negativity. See, so we could play with all these letters like we do on Words with Friends. So this morning, I'm in that flow, people. Criticism does not make you smarter or better than one you are criticizing. In fact, the stuff you are critical of in others is the same stuff you don't like about yourself. And again, that comes to words. So people, words can either lift you up or bring you down. And today I was lifted up, big time lifted up, on Sundays with Rolanda, because when I woke up from my nap and I tuned in and I heard them talking about words, I said, oh, I gotta call in. And as I called in, Rolanda's guest was MIA. And it's just that we got into that flow, people. And that's like tonight, Rolanda's going to get into the flow, because Eva LaRue was supposed to be here tonight, but there's something bigger happening. And I'm glad that you're all listening to it tonight. Remember vision boards. Well, get ready for word boards. And get ready for my next guest, Auntie Rolanda Watts. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Oh, gosh, it's so nice to be here. Max, I can't believe it. What a, you know, it's like serendipity. There's a word for you.
Absolutely. But I'm telling you, Auntie Ro, that's the truth. Eva LaRue, she was supposed to be here tonight. She was going to plug her new movie, Help for the Holidays. We've been trying to reach her. And listen, I'm not upset. Where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. We're just in this flow, Auntie Ro. There's something bigger happening. You got the chills. I got the chills. That's a confirmation for me. So let's get to what we were talking about, or what you were talking about this morning, on what the topic of your show was and a great book that you were promoting.
Well, I was just talking about the power of words, and I'm a firm believer that words are things, and that what you think about, you bring about, and that's why it's so important that as we go into the new year, or into this new week even, that we really are very clear about what words are coming out of our mouths, what words we're choosing, whether it's words to describe ourselves. I was laughing today. I said, how many times do you go past the mirror and you go, boy, I'm fat? Or you drop something and you go, boy, I'm so clumsy. Or you lose your keys. I'm so stupid. Those things bring clumsiness to you. They bring stupidity to you. Don't draw those things. Don't give invitation to things that you don't need, that are negative. There are other ways to be aware of our self-talk, I think. And that not only manifests itself. It's sometimes a good word is something that is a good affirmation. I have a good favorite word, tenacity, which is more than I will survive. It means I will not die. That gives me a tremendous amount of strength, more than I will survive. No, I am a survivor, therefore I will not die is a stronger word for me. Some people on the show today were saying their word was going to be kindness or patience or wisdom. I also thought my word might be possibility. So they're words that have tremendous power. And like we say, what we think about, we bring about. And you always want to keep positive, strong words of tremendous force around you to protect you and your dreams along your way.
Absolutely. And speaking of along the way, you know, I just want to play a quick song. So, Ronan, can we get Jingle Bells going for people? And when we're back, you're going to be with Max and Friends and Rolanda Watts. Stay tuned. Jingle Bells, Ronan. Hey, Ronan, where's the jingle bells at? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Monroe King. She's been singing my intro for almost 3 years now. Ro, can you believe it?
I can't believe it. And she sounds fantastic. She sounds fantastic.
I just love it.
Talk about, you know, every Sunday on my show, we talk about going for your passion. And she is truly doing that, as you are. And that's one of my other favorite words, Max, passion.
I love passion. And you know what I love? I love to say passion means pursuing a successful seed in spite of negativity. And that's from a pastor of mine, Rolita James. She's been saying that for years. And it's just the truth, you know? So I like the word the truth, Rolanda. I'm going to tell you, I really love the word the truth because, as we know, the truth will set us free. It really does.
Right.
You know, this holiday season, it's around the corner. I mean, literally, Hanukkah starts, you know, this Saturday. And when we get together with our family, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who start throwing some bad, nasty words around family. And I think they almost psych themselves up. They're like, oh, the holidays are coming. And they get all the words like depressed and anxious. And you know what? When you draw that onto yourself, what you're opening doors for people in your life when you're already thinking about the anxiety that's going to be of the holiday is you're allowing anxiety to take over in your life. And that's why we got to go into the week, into our days, into the holidays. They say happy holidays. They don't say anxious holidays, right, Rolanda?
That's right. Hey, that's right. Stress-free holidays. That is so very true. Oh, that's hilarious. That is so true. But it is true. And like, I wake up in the morning and I used to say, oh my gosh, I have so much to do. And it would just bog me down just choosing those words to say instead of saying, oh my gosh, I have so many things I'm excited about doing today. I have so many things I can accomplish today. There's so many possibilities in the things I'm going to do today. And that really changes the way you step out and the way that you feel about the way you step out too.
Absolutely. Well, I got to step out and tell everyone on Twitter tonight because we got a slew of CSI Miami fans. Eva LaRue is going to join us at the end of the show for about 5 minutes. We're going to talk about her new holiday movie. But speaking of holidays and speaking about words, there's a word that Rolanda I know loves now that I told her on her show today. What's that word, Rolanda?
Shreve. Oh, that's my favorite word. Shreve. And that means abundance.
It does. And shreem is a mantra that I've been doing now, for a while. And S-H-R-E-E-M, the more you say it, people, the more abundance you bring in your life. And I'm talking about the good abundance, the abundance of happiness, the abundance of joy, the abundance of health, whatever you want to see abundance in. And if that's wealth for the majority of you listening for the holiday season, then focus on that and say shreem over and over. And the more you say it, the more will accumulate of abundance in your life. And just believe it. Believe it is what I'm going to say with that. But, you know, Rolanda, you've got, and I know you love your vision boards, and we were talking about them today. Now, tell us about what your vision board looks like right now.
My vision board needs a step up. As I said today, and boy, you took me to a whole different place, and I hope you're going to tell folks what you did introduce on my show today. But my vision board, as I came to realize, I need to step it up a bit. I looked at it the other day and nothing resonated, and I think that's what's happening so much to, as you know, I think no matter, even though we're coming to the end of the year, we're going into a new year, I think many of us all throughout the year have been thinking of ways to step up our game and to reinvent ourselves and try something new and, you know, live the best life that we can by stretching out of our comfort zones. And so that's the challenge of using the new words and also looking at the vision boards that we had for the past year or so. Mine is totally outdated. And it was so fun for me to be talking about, I need a new vision board. And then after we went through all the words today, Max, I love what you said.
Well, this is what we're doing. All right. Y'all love the vision boards, and we all know how much the whole concept just brought in abundance into someone's life. But you know what I'm going to say is that vision boards are wonderful. Don't get me wrong, people, but they're not authentically you. Why? Because we rip out pages of magazines and we put up other people's lives in our vision. We don't know what that woman or that man in those ads lived the life. They could be the most depressed people in the whole wide world just because they look pretty in the picture and they're up on our vision boards and they're representing our lives. People, it's
and Matt, it's like if I want the big yacht and I've got this white lady on the yacht, that's not me on the yacht.
You are not the white lady on the yacht, and that's why
I'm not the white lady on the yacht out of the Vogue magazine. I need to have my own vision.
Exactly, and that's why the white lady on the yacht is still sitting on the yacht, and you're not. Let's keep it real, because it's inaccurate. Okay, it's
right. So, but I love what you talked about is on those vision boards, we need to see ourselves. It's
we
just
need
not
to see
enough
ourselves.
To cut out pictures of magazines of these people we don't know on things that we don't see, but to see them in our heads and the words that we talked about sometimes stimulate our vision more than a picture of a person that we don't know.
So speaking of reinventing, everyone, we reinvented today. I felt in my spirit, oh, man, like it was like a good old pot of stew cooking and the lid was going to burst off. I said, Rolanda, I got it. She's like, what? I was like, we need to have word boards. Now, here we go. Just digest this for a minute. Word boards, just like your vision boards, okay? So Rolanda Watts and I, we already own it. It's called the wordboard.com. So don't go there yet, but we're going to build that page and we're going to give you all a place where you can come, okay? And then you can come and hang out and put words up that are inspiring, that are motivational. Now hear me out, people, because we also have mywordboard.com. And these are just going to be the new taste of what the vision board was. I don't want visions of other people's lives on my board. I want words that are going to come into my life. The beginning said the word, okay? The word was with God. Okay,
because
vision.
Yeah, Max, because what you pointed out is that sometimes the word, whatever wealth means to you or whatever abundance means to you, that's in your head. There really may not be a magazine picture or a picture someplace that represents what it is you see in your head. So many times the things that we imagine and the things that we believe are possibilities in our own brains haven't even been invented yet. So I think that you're right, that sometimes when we look for pictures from other people's lives or from an advertisement that's all strategized for our subconsciousness, that it's not really what we see in our own heads. Sometimes a word is more of a protector of that dream than a picture that's been manufactured is. And I think word boards are so sick. We've taken words with friends to a whole different level.
Because
if you can share your dreams and your passions with your friends, That's a whole different thing. What you know, and now I'm starting to think, forget the vision board, Max. I'm going to start thinking about what words really step out to me.
Well, that's what I want to ask you, Ro. With that vision board, when you saw that picture, because a lot of people see that picture of themselves on the yacht and so on and so forth. But when you ripped that picture out, what did it really say to you in your vision when you saw it?
Well, I think it's just freedom and choices. And you know, some people say money.
Stop right there. You know why? Freedom was the first word you said, right?
Yeah.
So the picture of the lady on the yacht was not this beautiful picture on a yacht. What it was freedom for you. Freedom.
Right. So maybe the confusion gets to be thinking that I want a yacht when
exactly.
I just want to feel the wind in my hair and a day that I can have in the sunshine.
Freedom.
But maybe freedom would have said, the word freedom might have said that more clearly for me and the universe than a picture of a woman on a yacht that doesn't even look like
that. That's right. that you don't even know, and that is going to sit in that picture until that vision board gets replaced with the word board. Because here's the importance. When you say the word freedom, okay,
yeah.
You're allowing, okay, because in the beginning was the word, you're allowing freedom into your life in all aspects. Okay?
Right.
When I pray, I say, oh, you know, it would be nice for this. I just say, God, give greatness to my life, because I'm not putting a limit or a cap on my life. So
right.
When you ask your vision, your word board for freedom, you're going to have freedom in every aspect of your life.
That's right. That's right. Because I think for me, that's what money represents. It represents a freedom of choices. And mm-hmm. so that to me is being able to have freedom. And that to me is extreme wealth.
You feeling this, aren't you?
Yeah, I do.
Feeling it.
Because I think, because like we said, words are things and they have tremendous feeling and a tremendous, you can feel it, like it has a physiological effect. And maybe as you're putting your word board together, you look at those words. Is this word resonate with me? Does it make me tingle and sizzle? Is this something that really is a part of what is making my molecular, like, jazzed?
Well, so, you know what they say, when you get that tingle, right, that's what your heart virtue is. When you get those chills, that's what your heart is crying out to say, this is what I'm here to do. So
yeah.
That's why words are so important, because some words just, they feel so good in our soul, in our spirit. It's that joy rising moment where we're just like, oh, that word feels good. If I say abundance, if I say greatness, everyone just smiles. You know, if I say health and wealth, people get so excited, excitement. Y'all are ready
yeah.
to – I'm ready to shout. So this
and
is
also,
why it's important.
Yeah, and words give you purpose too. One of the words that we were talking about, and Kevin Hall, who wrote the book Aspire, a friend of mine,
yes.
who is going to come back on the show, but he talks about a word that – like a word I've never even heard before that can give us such strength. This word, Genshai, G-E-N-S-H-A-I. It's an ancient Hindi word. And it means never treat another person in a manner that would make them feel small, including yourself. And imagine the power that that one little word has. It has created a community of people who really think that way, who really want to be kind to each other, who really want to bring that kind of civility into the workplace, who really want to bring that humanity to the world and that kind of ability to the relationships. So Genshai, a word that I had never heard of, had tremendous power for me, because I thought, wow, where would the world be if we just each every day exhibited a little Genshai? And Genshai is like the difference between walking past somebody hungry on the street and tossing a quarter in his violin case. But walking
right.
by, kneeling down, looking at that person, humanity to humanity, maybe even asking their name and saying, yeah. here is something. Then that coin becomes a token of love as opposed to just a donation. And
Absolutely.
That has a different feeling too.
And you know what that word reminds me of big time? I think maybe we'll never know but until we find out. But I think the whole poem, you remember the Marianne Williamson poem that Nelson Mandela said, our deepest fear,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Is not that we are inadequate. That's just
it's our
that's
greatness.
A whole poem, isn't it, around the word Genshai. To me, that's just
yeah.
the whole poem around one word.
And you know, that's the most powerful part of the word Genshai is including ourselves, not treating anybody in a manner that would make them feel small, including ourselves. Because, you know, we've talked about this before, Max. You know, you treat yourself like crap, you're going to treat everybody else even worse.
That's
so,
right.
You know, you can tell how people treat the world by how they treat themselves. And that's just such a powerful word, and it's a word I'd never even heard of. So sometimes reaching out of our own language, our own hemisphere, can teach us so much too in a word.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a word. I'm going to have to let you go too. But the word is namaste, which I love because my grandma Letty always says it to me. And a lot of people have a different definition of what it means. But what I understand and what my grandma Letty always tells me what it means is I bow to you. And Rolanda Watts, I bow to you because I know that, you know, we got you and I met in such a crazy way of roundabout ways. And I just,
yeah.
you know, adopted you to be my auntie Rolanda. And you inspire me every day on Sundays with Rolanda. And not only do you inspire me, but I'm getting so motivated. I'm getting so just ready to take this word board on tour with you, because I know it's going to be greatness.
Yeah, it's just going to be so helpful to ourselves, to each other, to the world, and to the words itself. You know, namaste is another word that Kevin talks about in his book Aspire, and namaste, from my understanding, means when two people say that to each other, it says, I see the God in you and I love that God, and you see the love and the God in me, and we love each, and then that's the love that we see, the connection, the spiritual connection, we see each other. Namaste, my friend. You stay well and keep up the good fight and the good word and the good work.
Hold on. You just said the word fight. There's no fight here. We're going to keep up the good love.
Listen, some things are worth fighting for. That's right. Keep up the good march.
Keep up the good march. Well, you know what? I'm going to say to you, happy holidays, too.
Thank you, sweetheart. Happy holidays and namaste to you, too.
Love, Fatih Rowe. Hey, everyone. All right. You know what? Let's get some happy holidays back. And Eva LaRue, we're going to be here in just a minute. Happy holidays, Ronan, and get Eva on the line. Stay tuned.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Happy Holidays. Well, do you all need some help for the holidays? Because they're just around the corner. Well, tune into the Hallmark Channel and go to HallmarkChannel.com, because December 9th at 8 p.m., Eva LaRue, y'all know her. She's back here on Max and Friends, and she's starring in Help for the Holidays. Hey, Eva LaRue.
How are you, honey? How have you been?
We're so excited that you're here. I've been so wonderful. I just had Rolanda Watts on. And now, Eva, do you have a vision board?
No, but you know what? One of my great friends has a vision board, and I love the idea, and she's got her teenage daughters doing a vision board now, too, which I think is a brilliant idea.
Well, check this out.
I think Kaya's a little too young for it, but I think as a teenager, it's a great idea.
Well, we've got something better for Kaya, because today I was on Rolanda Watts' show, because she has Sundays with Rolanda, and you know what we were talking about? I had felt it in my spirit, even this is why I'm sharing it with you, because we're going to replace the vision board, because what we do with vision boards is we rip out, you know, magazines of what we want our life to be with other people representing it. So how really is that vision? So today I invented the word.
I never put other people in mine, though.
Good, you don't. But there's the word board that we're going to come up with. So what the word board is the words that you want to see in your life manifest for you.
Oh, I like that.
And Kaya,
I think that's a great idea. That's a great idea for a little kid as well.
Well, the word that everyone is looking for this holiday season is help. Everyone needs a little help during the holidays. So tell us about Help for the Holidays on Hallmark Channel, premiering December 9th at 8 p.m.
You know what? It's a really cute, really fun family movie that's about an elf who gets placed in a home to try to bring the Christmas cheer and the love of the holiday back to the family, because this family owns their own Christmas holiday store. So they've got every kind of holiday decoration known to man, but Christmas is their biggest time of year, and they're working their butts off, and there's no time for their two younger children, and they don't even bother to celebrate Christmas until literally the night before Christmas, when they go get their tree on the 23rd, decorated on the 24th, and, you know, finally sit down to relax on the 25th. So the parents have just grown to, like, abhor the holiday season, because they're, you know, they see all the rudeness, all the worst part of the holiday season. And this Christmas elf gets put in the house to be their nanny. during the holiday season, and they hire her, not knowing that she's an elf, and she brings all of the love and magic back to them.
So tell us about your character, Sarah Von Kump.
She's your typical overworked mom, except she's got the extra added stress of actually running a Christmas holiday decor store. So, like I said, she sees the worst of humanity, basically, but people at their worst during Christmas when that's not necessarily the way people are supposed to be. But, you know, I think anybody who happened to go out into the stores on Black Friday probably got either, you know, a broken bone or a chipped tooth trying to get that big screen TV. You probably laid your life out on the line for something you're trying to get, I'm sure.
Well, it's the perfect time to get the TV because December 9th at 8 p.m., everyone, on the Hallmark Channel, go to hallmarkchannel.com, is Help for the Holidays. Eva LaRue is our guest right now. She's on Max and Friends often. Y'all love her and y'all tweet us all the time. So thank you for the tweets, everyone, at Max Tucci. But Help for the Holidays is the TV movie that y'all are going to have to watch. Eva LaRue plays Sarah Von Kump. Just that last name alone sounds exhausting to me.
And being Puerto Rican, doesn't it fit? I totally look like a Van Kump. I love it.
You are a Van Kump. You are perfectly tanned, Van Kump.
You know what? I so love your idea of throwing out
word boards.
Word boards. It's a great idea. You know, I just had a big female powwow over here today. We had a cookie making day and we had a blast and we were, you know, sometimes it's great to just sit and try to figure out, you know, to talk to friends. It doesn't have to obviously be all girls, but whoever your friends are, have a big friend day and it's your most supportive group and start tossing out some words into your group, and you're going to get, and other people are going to toss out their great words and just keep a running, you know,
absolutely,
a running tally.
And
we're going to keep showing up.
You know how quick I work. I already got the wordboard.com, and we already have my wordboard.com, and tomorrow everything is going to be trademarked, and Rolanda Watts and I are going to start this whole new movement of the word board. And just like the vision board, the word board is going to take you over, and it's going to inspire you to live life, you know, to the max, and to, like we say, have a happy holiday, right, Eva? We don't say have an anxious holiday. We want people to have happy holidays.
Yeah, and yet very rarely do people actually have a happy holiday. You're so right.
Right. You know, so, but here's the other thing. Talk
have a hair
happy
trigger holiday.
Right. Have an anxious, depressed holiday. But, you know, I'm not putting that out there. I'm wishing you all a happy holiday. But before we got to wrap things up over here, there's one thing, Eva, that I'm just so happy and delighted to say. And everyone, Eva LaRue has joined forces with myself and with UnicornChildren'sFoundation.org. We're building a school in Boca Raton, Florida for children with autism, ADHD, Asperger's, you know, neurodiversity. Really is the new term for children who are going through all of these changes in their lives. And we're going to build a school that's going to give them really a structure to where they're safe in. And the ribbon cutting is in August of 2013. But coming up March 16th, 2013, which is literally like four months away.
Yeah, it's like around the corner.
Yes, Eva LaRue is my mistress of ceremony, but you know I'm going to be up there with you. And you're coming down to Florida. We're throwing a huge shindig called the Buddha Ball at Mar-a-Lago for UnicornChildren'sFoundation.org. And we're just so happy, Eva, that you're involved, that you care about these children.
I am so excited. This is going to be a lot of fun. One of my dear friends here has a son who's autistic. And, you know, it's really – if people don't get help right away and if there's not help and schools and therapy nearby, it really is the key in making sure that these kids who have autism spectrum disorder, which means they basically have all any part of the spectrum of autism, if they don't get help that they need and it's not nearby, they just don't really have a hope of progressing in the regular social situations. But they do
absolutely
if they have this kind of help. And I'm so
absolutely
excited that we're going to be helping to put together this school because it's incredible and it's desperately needed.
It is desperately needed. And you said the word key. We're giving an award called the Key to Unlocking Potential. And I got to tell you, I spoke to Rodney Pete, and I think that might be giving it to your friends, the Petes, Holly Robinson.
They are wonderful, and they have worked tirelessly
yes
for the autistic community.
And
just amazing.
Yeah, that's why we feel that if anyone really deserves, I mean, everyone deserves the award for the Key to Unlocking Potential Award that the Unicorn Children's Foundation offers. But they, as a family, have come together and really have helped the cause of finding, you know, ways to improve the lives of children with neurodiversity. So give Holly a call and tell her to accept the award so we all can have a really good party.
Yeah, they've worked hard and for years and done amazing things and really, really helped progress the awareness.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of awareness, I'm right now getting a sign that I better move on.
You've got the Nixit
show
like,
up.
Shut the pie hole and move along.
But
move
that's
on.
Okay. Speaking of pies, we're making apple pies for the holidays. And also, do you like the Immaculate Baking Company? Have you ever tried their cookies? The all natural.
Tried whose cookies?
Immaculate Baking Company.
No.
Girl, they're all natural, no trans fat, no high fructose corn syrup. Amazing.
Really?
I'm gonna send you a text after with the picture of them that you have to get.
Yeah, if you're any kind of friend.
Yeah, right? But on that note, you're my dear friend. I know that you always support everything that I do, and I support everything that you do. That's why I can't wait to tune in December 9th, 8 p.m. on the Hallmark Channel. Help for the holidays. Everyone, we hope that we helped you for the holidays tonight on Max and Friends, giving you some wonderful food ideas, giving you some wonderful words, and giving you Eva LaRue. Eva, what's next for you? And we got to wrap it up.
Right now, I launched my jewelry line in September, and it's on evalarue.com is where you can take a peek at it and buy some baubles for yourself for Christmas.
But
I like to say one for them and one for them and then one for me. One for them, one for them, one for me.
Wonderful. We support evalarue.com. Y'all can get those. I've seen the collection. It's inspiring. It's beautiful. And you're using some good stuff in that collection too, my friend.
It is some lovely jewels. It's always diamonds and it's gemstones and it's fine jewelry and it's fine jewelry with a message and with a heart. It's got a spirit, and a lot of it is geared towards being a single mom and the relationship with you and your most precious little souls that are in your life, and jewelry that really means something to you. So that hopefully it is. There's a statistic that you will wear 80% of your jewelry 20% of the time, and I wanted this to be jewelry that you wore. No, you wear 20% of your jewelry 80% of the time. I said it totally backwards. You wear 20% of your jewelry 80% of the time. And I wanted this to be your 20% jewelry, not the jewelry that sits in the back of your jewelry box, but something that
Absolutely.
Means something to you and you grab all the time.
Well, you know what? You're my friend that's in that 20% because you're the friend that I could always grab and that I keep in the front of my jewelry box. That's how much I adore and
I know.
You.
You're always my friend. You are that friend to me, too. It's so true.
So.
You can go to evalarue.com and buy some jewels.
Buy it there. Absolutely. Love you, Eva LaRue, for being here.
I love you, honey.
Thank you all.
I'll talk to you later, baby.
Soon. Everyone, help for the holidays on the Hallmark Channel. Thank you, Rolanda Wise. Thank you, Chef Cassandra. Thank you, Ronan, for giving me some extra time at the end of this show to give Eva's message out there. Everyone, have a happy holiday. I'm going to see you next Sunday on the 12 Gifts of Christmas. Stay tuned to Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and take life to the max. Good night.